Are you worried? The story doesn't end there. Are you nervous? The story doesn't end there. Are you having a bad year, bad decade, bad life? Your story doesn't end there. Do you understand what I'm saying? The story doesn't end there. Jesus died for our sins, but the story didn't end there. Then he was buried, but the story didn't end there. Then it says he rose from the dead, but the story didn't end there. You're a part of his story. You're a part of history. You're a part of God's story, and your destiny is going to make this history so much more better. Your story isn't over. Your story doesn't end.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, family, to the Power to Change today. Happy Easter. It's Resurrection Sunday. And God spoke to me about you. And he wants me to tell you that no matter what is going wrong in your life right now, this is not how your story ends. You know, the entire Bible is story after story of second chances, third chances, fourth chances. The Bible is filled with stories that go through pain and tragedy, even death, but it doesn't end there. Even Lazarus was dead, but his story didn't end there. It looked like it was the end, but his story didn't end there. And as I've been telling you for years, expect something good to happen in your life today. Your story doesn't end in whatever season you're in right now. It's going to get better. Enjoy today's message. Share it with someone who needs to hear it, and I'll be back at the end to pray for you.
The story of Jesus described here in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 in 3 or 4 verses or 10 verses spans the whole history of mankind. I want you to hear what I'm trying to say, that Paul describes in 3 or 4 verses what took God 4,000 years to unravel and unfold. It took God 4,000 years to bring Jesus to this earth. From the time of Adam and Eve until the time Jesus came was 4,000 years of human history, 4,000 years of human suffering, and yet Jesus came at exactly the right time. And now 2,000 years later, you've come at exactly the right time. In other words, Paul takes the history of the world and he says, I delivered to you in verse 3 the first most important thing. And he explains everything while explaining the most important thing. Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. He was buried and he was raised from the dead on the third day according to the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. Paul describes the history of the scriptures and defines that history by Jesus dying for our sins, being buried, and on the third day, rising from the dead. And what I'm trying to tell you is this, is that there's a lot of stuff that happened in those 4,000 years. And there's a lot of life that was lived in those 4,000 years, but Paul boils it all down to these verses because it is the most important thing, but it becomes even more important when you understand that it is a part of God's story. That's why we call it history or his story. His story. It's his story. And I want you to understand that life is a story. God's life, Jesus' life is a story. The disciples' lives are a story. Moses' life is a story. Abraham's life is a story. David's life is a story. Joseph's life is a story. Your life is a story. No matter where you're at in your life right now, the story doesn't end there. The story doesn't end there. And even though Paul explains the scripture with a few lines, we have to understand what's happening in between the lines. There's suffering, there's struggle, But Jesus makes it all make sense by dying for our sins, being buried, and rising from the dead. You see, because everything in the Bible is a story. We only read it linearly, linearly, you know that word? We read it from a linear point of view. We read the scriptures and we say, okay, the scripture says this, therefore this should happen. But we don't realize that everything that happens in history and in the Bible, there's a story behind it. There's a story weaved in it. There's a lot of stuff that happens in between the lines. It's not anything contrary. There's nothing about the Bible that's not true. All scripture is inspired by God, but it tells a story. I want you to see this because I want you to realize right now in this world, it's just a chapter. It's just a page. You might say, well, how long is this going to last? You know what? It doesn't matter because the story gets better. You know, I want you to think about this. To the Lord, it says in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 and verse 9, it says, to the Lord, a day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as a day. In fact, it says, don't let this fact escape your notice. To the Lord, beloved, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day. In other words, look at it that way or look at it that way, it's the same to the Lord. One day is like 1,000 years. One day can last so long, but yet 1,000 years can last so short. To the Lord, it's the same. And the Lord is not slow, the next verse says about his promise, but he is patient towards you. You know why things sometimes take so long? Because God is patient towards you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. Wow, your story doesn't end there. Your story doesn't end with you broke. Your story doesn't end with you broken. Your story doesn't end with a broken heart. Your story doesn't end there. It might be a chapter in there. In every good story, there's some drama. In every good story, there's some scary moments. In every good story, there's that plot that thickens, and it seems like, wow, how is this going to turn out? Well, guess what? The good news is your story turns out really, really, really good. Above and beyond all that you can ask or think. Your happy ending begins today at the resurrection of Jesus. Everyone has a story. Everyone's life is a story. That's why we love movies so much, isn't it? Because movies are a story of our lives sped up and summarized into a 2 or 3 hour motion picture. Many of them have story in their title. Think about it. Toy Story 1, Toy Story 2, Toy Story 3, Toy Story 4. I don't know how many there are, but Toy Story, L.A. Story, West Side Story, The Philadelphia Story, Police Story, Ghost Story, Rogue One Story, Tiger Guy Story, whatever that guy is, A Star Wars Story, Love Story. Think of the most amazing authors, William Shakespeare, Oscar Wilde, Mark Twain, Maya Angelou, Victor Hugo, Frederick Douglass, C.S. Lewis. If they can write stories that are so good and so captivating and so beautiful with a great ending, how much more is God good at writing your story? In fact, he's so good, I want to read a verse to you in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. It says, fixing your eyes on Jesus, the author. Sometimes I think we skip over that word because we like the next word, the finisher. He's the author and he's the finisher of our faith. But we forget that he's the author. In other words, he started writing your story. He's the author. And he's the finisher. You just live your life, everything in between. But guess what? You have an author who started you, and you have an author who's going to finish you, and his name's Jesus, and your finish is going to be way greater than your beginning. This moment in time, it's just a chapter. It's just a page. It's not the whole story. This moment in time in your life, financially, emotionally, maritally, relationally, your family, physically, your health, it's just a moment in time. Don't define your life by moments. Moments don't define you. There's a whole story yet to unfold in your life that God is the author and the finisher of. It's unfolding. Your life is heading towards an amazing unfolding. Beautiful life. Beautiful. Say, it's really ugly right now. You know, but isn't that how every morning starts for us? We wake up a little uglier than how we're going to be in an hour. You understand? You know what? I'm teasing. I'm playing. But it's true. You wake up and it takes you an hour to get ready. Guess what? Aren't you glad the story didn't end with your bed look? Aren't you glad the story didn't end with your bed, Graham? You getting out of bed, Graham. You understand what I'm saying? Aren't you glad you could get up and look in the mirror and you could get up and you could adjust things and you could get up and make it better and you can get up and dress better and you can get up and brush your teeth and you can get up and put makeup on or do whatever, comb your hair, whatever you do. Look, aren't you glad? Because that's you writing a better story than how you woke up. And that's a picture, it's a microcosm of how God is writing a better story of how you are right now. It's going to get better. It's going to get better. I'm so excited for you. I'm so excited for you. Listen, in Genesis chapter 6, verse 9 in the Message Bible, this is the story of Noah. And in Genesis chapter 37, verse 2, this is the story of Jacob. And in Genesis chapter 37, verse 2, it goes on to say, and the story continues with Joseph. 17 years old at the time, helping his brothers in herding the flocks. It's a story, it's a story, it's a story. All these men's lives, all these women's lives, there's a story behind them. We read about Jephthah, that he was a mighty man of valor, but he was the son of a harlot. In one verse, we have his whole life there. One few verses in the book of Judges, we have this man's life mentioned there. Barak, Samson, Jephthah. They're mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11. But they lived a whole life, but they're mentioned once. They lived a whole life, and yet we only know one or two or three or four sentences about them or chapters about them. There's so much more to your life, to your story. Don't be defined by a moment in time. Be defined by Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. You see, the Bible, I'm going to say it again, it's all about stories, people's stories, leading to Jesus' story so that you and I can have a story. Your story is unfolding. It might not feel like a happy ending, but the good news is it isn't ending yet. Let me give you a promise from God's word in Deuteronomy 8, 16 in the New King James Bible. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 16, he says, in the wilderness, he fed you manna, which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you. Deuteronomy 8, 16, that he might humble you and that he might test you to do good for you in the end. Notice what he says. There's some wildernesses. There's some manna, there's some fathers, there's some humbling, there's some tests, all in this verse. I'm going to say it again. In this one verse, there's a wilderness, there's food, there's fathers that didn't know, there's humility, there's testing. And all of that says to do you good in the end. To do you good in the end. To do you good in the end. What the enemy sends to defeat you, God bends to complete you. You know, I think about Jesus. On his way in his parents' caravan at 12 years old, he stopped at the temple to listen and to ask questions But his story didn't end there. He continued on for the next 18 years preparing himself and being a carpenter, but his story didn't end there. Isn't it interesting that Jesus had two careers, one as a carpenter and one as the builder of your life? Jesus changed his profession. Jesus changed his career. It's not too late for you. He was 30 when he changed his career. And he only lived 3 more years, but the Bible says if you wrote out all the things that Jesus did in those 3 years, all the books in the world would not be able to contain what he did and what he said. On his way to being a carpenter, his story didn't end there. On his way to being baptized by John the Baptist, his story didn't end there. On the way coming out of the water when God said, "You're my beloved son, you're my dearly loved son, and you bring me much joy," his story didn't end there. On his way to the Mount, the Sermon on the Mount, to deliver what is known as the Sermon on the Mount, his story didn't end there. On his way to feed the multitude, his story didn't end there. On his way to heal the sick, as he healed them, his story didn't end there. On his way to the temple to turn over the religion of the day and start a new beginning, his story didn't end there. On his way to Gethsemane, where he knelt down and had so much pressure on him, it says he came to a place named Gethsemane in Mark 14, and he said to his disciples, "Sit down here while I pray." And verse 33 in the Amplified Bible says he took with him Peter and John and began to be struck with terror and amazement and deeply troubled and depressed. It says in Mark chapter 14, verse 33, Jesus was deeply troubled and depressed, but his story didn't end there. Are you deeply troubled and distressed? Are you deeply troubled and depressed? Are you full of fear and terror? Your story doesn't end there. It goes on to say in verse 33, and he said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sad, overwhelmed with grief," but his story doesn't end there. He said, "It almost kills me," but his story doesn't end there. "Remain here and keep awake and be watchful," but his story doesn't end there. And verse 34 says, he went forward a little, but his story didn't end there. And it says he fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, this hour might pass from him. But his story doesn't end there. He said, "Father, take this cup from me, but not my will, thy will be done." But his story didn't end there. So on his way to the trial, he was betrayed by Judas, but his story didn't end there. He was denied 3 times by Peter, but his story didn't end there. He went on to be tried by Pontius Pilate and Herod, and then again by Pontius Pilate, who said, "I find no fault in him," but his story didn't end there. They said, "Crucify him, crucify him," but his story didn't end there. So they nail him to the cross. After they whipped him and scourged him, but his story didn't end there. Plucked out his beard, but his story didn't end there. Pounded the nails into his hands, but his story didn't end there. A spear in his side, a crown of thorn on his head, but his story didn't end there. He said, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Have you ever felt like that? But his story didn't end there. He said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. But his story didn't end there. He even said, Tetelestai, it is finished. But his story didn't end there. They took him down from the cross and put him in a rich man's tomb. But his story didn't end there. He was buried, and he went down to hell to get the keys of hell and death. It says in Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. But his story didn't end there. He came back to the earth from the dead, and Mary saw him, and Peter saw him, and the disciples saw him, but his story didn't end there. He ascended on high to the Father. You finish it. But his story didn't end there. He went to the Father and showed him the hands pierced in his hands, in his feet, in his side. He said, all my blood has been shed, Father. But his story didn't end there. The Father said, I'm so proud of you, son. Sit with me at my right hand. And Jesus took his seat at the right hand of the Father. But his story didn't end there. He sent his Holy Spirit to breathe on them, to give them power, to make them born again, and to fill them with the power of the Holy Spirit, because his story didn't end there. Because we died with him, but the story doesn't end there. We were buried with him, but the story doesn't end there. We've been raised with him, but the story doesn't end there. We're seated with him in heavenly places, but the story doesn't end there. It picks up right there today.
Well, God's just getting started in your life. You might be in the middle of a bad chapter, but your story doesn't end there. Remember, your best days are your next days. And listen, if you're joining me today and you haven't received this beautiful promise of salvation yet, today is your day. Jesus rose from the dead. Today is your day to receive him. Before we go any further, it doesn't matter what you're going through, it doesn't matter what you've been through, it doesn't matter what you're about to do. What matters is believe on the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. Just pray this prayer out loud after me. Come on, pray this with me. Heavenly Father, that's it. Just say that out loud. Heavenly Father, I invite Jesus Christ into my life as my Savior and Lord. I believe Jesus died for my sins and rose from the dead. From this day forward, I'm a child of God. Amen. It's just that simple. Jesus did the hard part. All we do is receive the free gift of salvation. You are now a child of God. Welcome home. And please email me at the address on your screen so I can send you my free book, The Power of a New Life, to take you through the next steps of this victorious walk with God. And I'm believing God is revealing his love to every person connected here and watching this program right now. Remember, life is a moving, changing story. If it's not beautiful yet, God's not done with you yet, because your story doesn't end here. Your story is going to get better and better. God is the author and finisher of your faith. Now listen, before I finish today, I want you to be a part of something really special. I'm on a mission with you to see 30 million souls saved and lives transformed. And I need your help today. It's really pretty urgent because we have an open door right now to reach 30,000 people today in Haiti, India, and the Middle East. It's going to take us $50,000 to send several of these solar-powered audio Bibles to precious people who can't read in third world countries. I'm believing God for many of you right now to recognize this need and to step up. I want to ask you to stand with me with this project today. If you could give a special gift of $250 or more, if that's in your heart, if the Holy Spirit puts that on your heart, I just invite you to do that and be as generous as you can. Don't hesitate. Pick up the phone. Call the number on your screen or go to gregorydickow.tv. And remember, God's breakthrough and power, his deliverance, will always meet you at the place of faith. So just step out in faith with me. Let's reach the world with the gospel of Jesus. And when you support this great cause, I want to personally thank you by sending you some powerful gifts that will build your faith, including today's teaching in its entirety. Here's my announcer to tell you more, and I'll be right back to pray for you.
With your gift of $25 or more, we will send you Pastor Dickow's brand new teaching series, This Is Not How the Story Ends, which includes today's teaching in its entirety. Ask for offer Story 1. With your gift of $50 or more, we will also include Gregory Dickow's popular CD series, Beauty for Ashes, He's the God Who Raised the Dead. Ask for offer Story 2. With an extraordinary gift of $250 or more, we want to send you your very own solar-powered audio Bible as a reminder of your support. Plus, if you call today for offer Story 3, Gregory Dickow will include a copy of his book, How to Fulfill God's Purpose for Your Life, plus a digital jump drive card of all these teachings and more. Please don't wait. Gregory Dickow needs to hear from you today. Live operators are standing by to take your call, or you can go online right now to gregorydickow.tv.
Well, before we pray, I want to pray for you. But before we do, I want to encourage you to ask the Holy Spirit to inspire you. I'm asking the Holy Spirit to speak to you, to speak to others who can change people's lives forever. Just follow the leading of God's peace and spirit. You know, Christianity is best expressed by sharing the gospel of Jesus with others around the world, especially those that are the most needy, the persecuted, the helpless, the minimized. When we've done it to the least of these, we've done it to Jesus, right? That's why I need your urgent help today. Your gift makes it possible for me to get these solar-powered audio Bibles. They never run out. They have the whole Bible on them, the whole gospel plan of salvation, our favorite teachings on this. It'll change people's lives. People that are blind, that can't read. People that are in third world countries that can't read. They get their hands on this, and it changes their city, their nation, because it changes their life. Let me pray for you. Father, thank you for every person connected here. Bless them indeed. Enlarge their territory. Bless them in ways that they can't possibly imagine. Give to them above and beyond what they can ask or think in Jesus' name. Now, don't miss our next broadcast, and I can't wait to see you then. God bless.